So tell me, how will identifying and expressing your emotions set you free? Welcome and what's up, everybody? This is your nurse Cece from Allo Thoughts Media, and you are listening to the Vibe Clinic podcast, the bi-weekly show that puts the wellness of our emotions first for the people who love to get their vibe right and strive to be the best version of you. Y'all, our upbringing, spiritual teachings, cultural adaptations, education, guidance, all put something on the shaping of our beliefs of who we are and how we feel. And it's important to know that this cascade that has already been set in motion continues involuntarily, realized or not. Living life with no development into ourselves and inadequate self-care, emotional care overall. I've learned that 9 times out of 10, there is a culprit lurking in the shadows, energetically feeding, plotting and scheming in the background of the psyche and in the background of the heart, giving shape to our emotions. And so it is my mission to call this out, to encourage a conscious self-evaluation to make sure this raw data, i.e. your feelings, developed from your reality, are not based on outdated beliefs, outdated perspective. That's deep. Stop and realize this, y'all. What's happening in your heart right now? How is it that you feel so strongly about that? Why? I found that most of my inventoried emotions come from something in my childhood. Yep, childhood. During this podcast, begin to take note of these closed doors in your mind and in your heart. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I couldn't close no door. I wish I would, unless I was getting dressed. So, how is it okay to have these closed doors and minds in your heart if we couldn't even close the door in the house? It's time to open them, the doors, the windows, and clean out outdated emotions. No need to donate these. Don't nobody want that. Throw it away. Because forgiveness and patience and love, these are the acts of soul healings that we gain access to along the way on our individual journeys to enlightenment, to better. And I'm learning to acknowledge these states of being. It will change life as we know it. So join me as we get into it, identifying our feelings so that we can effectively express them. It's eviction time. Get rid of what don't belong because it stunts predestined growth. In my semisonic voice. Heads up. This episode contains subject matter that could be triggering to some audiences. Listener discretion is advised, but I'm going to add, in the Vibe Clinic safe container, I encourage you to acknowledge and examine the trigger source. I've found that this process reveals the lesson. Emotional wellness is the ability to successfully handle life stresses and adapt to change in difficult times. And to identify these emotions are most times hard, especially in real time as they're happening. That is case in point to why these very connections regarding our well-being are important. Because a conscious mindset has direct access to the benefits of time in that very moment of one's emotions changing. Take a moment to realize what is happening when your emotions change. Who is speaking? What's the subject matter? What is going on in and around your body? Are you turning red? Does tears flow? Has your breathing quickened? Like, these are the physical manifestations of what's emotionally triggering you. Pay attention to this. Refocusing on the moment can help you realize what's really going on, giving opportunity to curb reactions and to nurture how you feel. I get it. Identifying emotions can be hard and sometimes like seemingly impossible, but it's needed for growth, for optimum growth. And if you need help, know that a therapist, a pastor, a trusted loved one, journaling, these things help. Talking about it, even speaking through writing to yourself, it helps identify these pinpoints that are opportunities for change. So do not be afraid. You are not alone. Get help if you need it. Are you expressing your thoughts or your feelings? Because there's a difference between the two now. It's common to express the thoughts. They represent the words in your head, your beliefs, your value. But it doesn't necessarily mean that your thoughts have a feeling attached to it. And we can train our thoughts now. Mantras, prayer, our beliefs, our positive thinking. But feelings, that's a symptom of emotion. It surprises us, seemingly uncontrollable at times, the feelings that's in our bodies. Like when somebody asks you an awkward question or asks you something you know you don't want to do, and you get an automatic look like, huh? Oh, what you talking about? That's real. Them looks, boy, look at him, And that's like somebody like your boss. If you work for someone, your boss ask you to stay late, a worker day that you off. Child, you could just imagine what that looked like, right? Those are like automatic. One way we can practice debugging these internal systems are to put everything into words. I'm a writer, so I'm partial. I'm biased to writing. But journaling, we can use dialogue with ourselves and we can acknowledge, we can use these words to help us. Like, I think and I feel. Those are phrases. Start using those. I feel embarrassed. You didn't think you were embarrassed. You felt it. Are you following the Vibe Clinic podcast? Come on. Following makes it easy to find us later and listen again and again and again and again. Pull up. Join the conversation. Ooh, some of y'all be mad too, huh? I mean, bout it at the drop of a dime. Well, stand in line, honey, because according to an article I read about a national study by Mayumi Okuda, 7.8% of Americans live with poorly controlled anger. And to put that into perspective, it's 12% for the world. There are other emotions, but anger hit different. It's personal. It seems like anger is the most socially accepted emotion in the community, in the household, on the job, And it's one that masks so many other emotions. Ultimately, anger is an emotion, but it's also an expression, a cover-up for another emotion that involuntarily causes vulnerability, like embarrassment or shame. Anger is that emotion that tends to be easy for other people to see. 9 times out of 10, anger is only the tip. Think of anger as the tip of an iceberg. Beneath the waterline is most times a much larger mask housing other emotions like stress, hunger, insecurity, guilt, jealousy, sadness, tiredness, pain. Anger's trigger are most often people, places, situations. One's trigger can provide clues to help identify the real emotion, piloting how one addresses the underlying issues that trigger piloting now. Addressing the underlying issues that trigger anger are vital to your quality of life. While your reactions directly manifest the consequences in this reality. At some time, we must own 100% of how we feel 24/7. And what better time than now? It's only from this angle, y'all, can we genuinely see the path of how to heal them, these afflictions, these feelings, and express them effectively. I would like to share some artwork. I wrote a book called Press On: Awareness to Overcome All While Healing Debts of the Heart, Mind, and Soul. And this book is part memoir, part poetic, and the poetry inside was written in real time. In my wilderness experience, learning and practicing to overcome. And the poem I like to share with you, it's called Journey. It's on page 69 for everyone who has it. And it was written in a chapter where I started to open the doors that I found in my mind and in my heart that was rusted and dusty. They've been closed shut a very long time, forgotten about, if you will. A fragmented journey on an unfamiliar path. Intertwined lethal combos tango, assaulting humanity's intelligence. Climbing mountaintops, conquering life spiritually, mastering the art of seeking truth. Joy comes in the morning, wisdom silently alerts. Strife does not last forever, but surely it hurts. There is no reason to be frightened and cry. Popularity is a human-made contest. It is designed for the loser's passion to die. Continue to choose the light, no longer willing to sacrifice sight with solving a 50,000-piece puzzle at night. Attempts of fear, fight won't stop. Fragments divinely debug, cleansing spirit as we fearlessly float to the top. Thank you. I do have copies of my book available, so hit that link in the description to get yours today. Y'all already know. In the Vibe Clinic, we converse on the healing properties of life. And in this realm of confronting how we feel, I like to share some tips to practice better and expressing ourselves in a healthy way. This can only lead to sheer mastery of what it means to live emotionally well, successfully handling life stresses, adapting to change, and difficult times. Tuning into or fine-tuning our emotional intelligence is vital. It's a requirement on the journey of growth. We have got to think before we act, and how we think depends on the condition of the choices we make. Everything is literally everything, y'all. So practice getting in tune with yourself so that you can become in tune with others, using that sense to become more empathetic to what the other person could be going through. And then it gives you opportunity to then choose your words wisely. Another tip, accept your feelings rather than denying them. Acceptance equals to excavating, digging out the bad, digging out. You can heal the hole. You can feel the hole, but dig that nasty stuff out of there. Denying buries the nasty stuff. Just bury it so deep you forget about it. Then you walk around with all this Erykah Badu. Honey, in the 90s when she's bag lady, you gon' hurt your back. Okay, dragging all them back. Go ahead, y'all. Yes. Okay, remember that. It's okay to be more vulnerable. The road to transparency is one exit you don't want to miss. That's where all the good gas, the good food, the good vibes, the good souvenirs, you know, the best in the world. You feel me? Let's focus more on being patient. Patience is a virtue. It is a powerful gift, a tool that can save your life. Your physical life, your financial life, your emotional life, your psychological life. Yes, this last tip is a powerful one. It's so powerful, it gets a show all by itself, honey. Our next show, we will discuss forgiveness. But for now, forgiveness is healing. Forgiveness is for the person that's decided to forgive, not for anyone else. It's a soul level activity that doesn't require anyone to forgive you back. Sometimes one may need to forgive themselves, forgive the heart for unconsciously stacking emotional debris within the tissues, creating extra tensions to bear. Ooh, child, things can get crazy messy if you don't learn to practice expressing your feelings. Avoiding our emotions lead to unhealthy thoughts, behaviors, screwing up the ability to cope, or even develop healthy relationships with yourself and others. Suppressing emotions ain't it. Y'all, I did it most of my life, and the emotions, the thoughts, the sensations do not go anywhere. I was forced to be very still. And boy, look a hill. In order to grow, I had to identify what was buried in order to excavate these emotions. I get it. This can and is difficult to begin as a seasoned adult, especially if these healthy modes of expression were not taught in childhood. Them childhood laws transfer how we govern ourselves as adults. But are these laws complete? Are they in date? Expressing ourselves boosts our self-awareness, helping us feel our sense of purpose, building resiliency, helping us adapt to change that is constant. So take some slow, deep breaths and begin to unfold the emotions packed away and tell them it's eviction time. So get rid of what don't belong. Whew. The weights are gone. Now be motivated. Be authentically you. I appreciate each and every one of you. Remember to click the link in the show notes to join this conscious community, email list, and get your free ebook, How to Have Unlimited Peace Right Now, written by me, your girl, Cece. And to support, rate this podcast, follow this podcast, subscribe, share it with the people you love. Until next time, peace.